Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. I almost forgot to press the button. This is like literally my third time trying, and I realized that I saw no bars on the screen. I'm like, wow, yeah, I went to college. I'm Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer, and sometimes your graphic designer, and doing it all here on the DIY. And this show, our second for April 2021, we're going to take a look back at the 1980s career of one of the most influential electronic bands in history, Depeche Mode, before they became a huge mainstream success, because 1981 is the 40th anniversary, can you believe this, of their debut album. Our program this week features tracks from one of the quintessential bands from the 1980s, Depeche Mode, which loosely translates to the latest fashion in French. Initially starting out as an electronic pop act in 1980, they officially released their first album a year later. The group formed in Basildon, a seaside town in the Essex area on the eastern coast of England. The initial lineup consisted of Vince Clarke, Andy Fletcher, and Dave Gahan, the latter three still in the group 4 decades on. Their early sound was a mix of groups the band loved and were influenced by, including The Cure, Kraftwerk, and Ultravox, among others, all of which employed moody keyboards in their sound. We will be covering tracks from their very first release on the Sun Bazaar LP, a compilation of then-emerging British electronic artists, which also included Soft Cell of Tainted Love fame, all the way through their triumphant performance on their Music for the Masses tour, which saw them filling stadiums. Yes, I was there at the Rose Bowl. Yes, those of you who are fans of the show know that my grandmother had a farm out there. Yes, it was amazing. You really felt like something was coming. Interestingly, as the band started to peak initially, founder Vince Clarke left the band, formed Yazoo, then Erasure, to other British electronic acts. This left the group to find a replacement in Alan Wilder, who would remain with Depeche Mode until the 1990s. After Clarke's departure, the bulk of the songwriting fell to Martin Gore, who had a much darker and different approach and worldview than that of Clarke, which tagged the band with a goth label for some time. Much like fellow British act Iron Maiden during the 1980s, the band were a secret among the faithful, really not getting substantial airplay on mainstream stations whatsoever, but building their reputation through a high-energy live show. American music journalist Sasha Frere Jones called Depeche Mode the last serious English influence, who seemed more and more significant as time passes. Alrighty, and we're not going to waste any time. Yes, I initially did a show like this in my very first year, but God, that must have been 7 years ago now, when I was privately podcasting. I'm using much better equipment. So if you remember that show, the track list on this one is slightly different and the sound is much more improved. At least I think it is. So get ready for this one. We're going to be starting off with a song that originally appeared on their Music for the Masses LP, which was their very first top 40 LP in the United States, and from 1987. This is the 12-inch remix of Behind the Wheel, and we will see you in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
Pictures. collective world. Everything counts in large amounts. Thank you. the grabbing hands grab all they can. Everything counts in large amounts. The grabbing hands grab all they can. Everything counts in large amounts. The grabbing hands grab all they can.
Take
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to our Depeche Mode in the 1980s show here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. Still your own Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. doing it. Still here on the DIY commercial and sponsor free. And I know you're itching. Well, if you are, maybe you should go to the clinic. But you're probably itching to get into the second part after this first amazing part. So let's not waste anyone's more precious time, shall we? Kicked it all off with a 12-inch single mix of Behind the Wheel from 1987. Following that, from 1981, their very first release of any kind, from the Some Bizarre compilation LP that was Photograph, which they would re-record. After that, Everything Counts in Larger Amounts. Instead of Large Amounts, Larger Amounts, because that was the 12-inch single mix of the UK, and appeared on a compilation album in the United States called People Are People, which put together some 12 inches and some other singles, A's and B-sides, that weren't available here at the time. It was from 1983. Following that, from their second album, A Broken Frame, from 1982, My Secret Garden. After that, a live version recorded in 88, released in 89 on the album Depeche Mode 101, with a film done up by D.A. Pennebaker. Yes, the famed documentarian. He also did Bob Dylan's Don't Look Back. That was Master and Servant, and for my money is superior to the already great album and single versions. And the song we just heard from 1986, this song that really kind of got, and the whole album that kind of got them that gothy tag, the title track to Black Celebration. Yes, you know, believe this or not, that was actually covered by stoner sludge metal group Monster Magnet, and very, very well, because reasons. And we're going to be kicking off our second part here with a song that really kind of broke them in America initially, but not in the biggest way, but got them a lot of airplay on MTV and on alternative rock radio and some pop stations. From the album Music for the Masses from 1987, this is Strangelove, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
Say it again, pain, pain. say it again. Pain. Pain. Will you return it? I'll say it again. Pain. Pain. Will you return it? I won't say it again. Strange love. Strange eyes. We'll be right back. itself.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, one more time today. Yes, all good things must come to an end. And if you remember our show from last week, worst original song from the Razzies, all bad things should come to an end sooner or later as well. And I'm still your Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, doing it all here on the DIY, the Audio Educational Anthology Program, what you're not listening to on Ace of Spades PDX. Yes. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part before we get into the grand finale. Yes, it's one of those spooky things. Yes, ooh, spooky. All right, kicked it all off with music from the Masters track, Strange Love from 87. No Disco follows that from their debut album, Speak and Spell from 1981. Following that, it was from 1983. It was a single A-side in the UK, and again from the compilation album, People Are People in the United States. Get the Balance Right followed that. Now This Is Fun from 1982, which was the B-side of the See You single in the United Kingdom, and again from People Are People, the United States release. That album, by the way, is out of print and has been for some time now. I think at least 15, maybe 20 years. But you can still find copies of it for those of you who just want a smattering of some really great early Depeche Mode on one disc. This is probably the one you should find. All right, from now, this is from Love in Itself, was the song we just heard from 1983's Construction Time Again, yes. And if the early Depeche Mode records, you know, from 1981 through 89, I should say, were really, as far as like photography and graphic design, the covers and the whole iconography and everything that they did was just over the top incredible. Really, really quality, high quality design work. I absolutely just, on the blogcast page, I put several of these things up, and I'm like, that was just really, really, that was a really amazing time for design. It really felt like it was stretching out again. And here we come to the last track. You know, and again, it's always so hard for me to pick up, but I had not featured this album in any of the tracks, so I thought that this was going to be it. And yet another one of those songs that not only got them tagged with the goth tag, you know, that just sounds redundant. Labeled with the goth tag, I should say. A whole lot of right-leaning and Christian groups really came out against Depeche Mode because of this. I'm like, hey, why should Iron Maiden have all the fun, right? And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests, you're always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or on my design site, aospdx.com, which I should be updating very, very soon. It's kind of looking like the Mary Celeste right now. And, you know, it's just out there floating with no people on it. But that's about to change because I have tons of stuff to put on it. It's just been a matter of just getting my act together, finally getting a job and getting a schedule and things of this nature. And they've cut my hours at work. Not too terribly bad initially. It's a slow period for us, but which will give me an awful lot of time to do a lot of really important housekeeping things, literally and figuratively here. Love to you all. This is from the album Some Great Reward from 1984. This is Blasphemous Rumors.
Thank you.